21 after 5 now. You will know that the devastating fire that occurred on Sunday, the 30th of December 2018, left hundreds of people homeless and destroyed several cultural buildings that forms part of the country's national heritage and treasure. The Moravian Church of South Africa has made available two pockets of land measuring approximately 7 hectares within the mission station for emergency housing for the affected disaster victims following the devastating inferno in the aftermath of the disaster as a temporary arrangement. And so Wilfred Solomons Johannes, speaking on behalf of the Moravian Church, tells you the latest of what's happening out there. Wilfred, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Very good morning to you, Avangile, and to the listeners.
Wilfred, what's the situation like there now? I mean, what are the residents, or where are the residents being housed?
Yes, Abengile, most of the people are still with family and friends in the town. Most of them are at other people on the 29 outstations and on farms, and some have seek alternative refuge in Cape Town. However, it's still a very, very sad situation. You can see the sadness in the faces and the traumatic experience that they have encountered to flee such a devastating fire and witness everything going up in flames within minutes, just in front of their eyes. And they are all alone there, up in the Cedarbirth Mountains. And, you know, luckily we've got support, but you can never bring back their homes, all their personal belongings that they have, in particular the heritage that was attached to it in that town in itself.
And in terms of, you know, you talk about the traumatic experience and people needing so many things, but in terms of schools, are we expecting schools to open this week?
The head of department for the Western Cape Education Department has given a special permission to delay the commencement of the school with 1 week. As from today, heavy planting machinery will move in, and you know school is starting this week. And we do not want to see the learners witnessing this devastating fire, where actually the building's been demolished and having all this machinery and activity all around them, because it was really devastating for them. They have nowhere to go. The hostels has been burned down completely, and there's alternative arrangements underway in preparation for their return to convert some of the other buildings to accommodate most of the learners that is actually coming from outside Rupertal to the actual mission station.
And I would imagine then, you know, we're going to talk about your generous offer as the church, but I mean, in terms of supplies and aid for those affected, what are some of the things that they need, and where can people drop off those, some of those things?
Yes, you know, it's so far and wide. We would encourage people rather not to provide or donate perishable goods. You know, it's a long journey, even for us to drive up to Rupertal, a 3 to 5 hours drive. So it's rather stuff that we can keep in storage. So non-perishable goods will be very good, and for day-to-day household goods. But also, if we can, in preparation to start resettling the people, like furniture and equipment and other household items, can prepare them. We have a huge outpour and overwhelming support from all South Africans, and we're very grateful for that. However, we need to look at other type of stuff that we can provide the people to resettle them, to settle them down. But in preparation for the new year, we need to get for them in preparation of schooling, perhaps the school uniforms, and as well as just look at how can we further sustain them through donations for the next couple of months. This is not going to be an easy journey. As much as we are working with the government that has accelerated its plans, it is going to be a long, long journey for us to rebuild the town and to envisage a new Rupertal, but retaining its cultural and national heritage that form parts of the national treasure.
It is 26 minutes after 5. This is the Early Breakfast Show. You are listening to the voice of Wilfred Solomons Johannes, who is speaking on behalf of the Moravian Church in Rupertal. We're getting an update regarding the fire that ravaged this small town out that side. And bringing it back to you, Wilfred, I mean, You as the church, it's a generous gesture, giving away land. Yes, it may be temporary, but it is certainly a wonderful and generous gesture. It speaks a lot to the community that you all are living in.
Yes, the Moravian Church is all about unity, and about, and when it starts off as brethren, but it's a bond. And so the church support various people, and not as part of our day-to-day activities. But in this instance, we really want to applaud our president, as well as the vice president and the property board of the Moravian Church, that has worked tirelessly, day and night, and they've really worked hard to restore the electricity, sanitation, and the water and communications. That town is completely managed by the church. No government infrastructure is running there, and they have restored that within days. So that speaks volumes of the commitment and how much the church is caring for the people. But moreover, it is private property, and the church must take responsibility, and we're doing everything that we can to, first of all, to care, but also to safeguard our citizens and also give our people hope that there is a new dawn and for them to rise from the ashes.
And so, Wilfred, just before we let you go, perhaps what would you be your parting words then to the Cape Talk listeners?
We want to first of all say thank you very much for your overwhelming support. We look forward to your continued efforts and support that we would encourage, and like donations. We will be posting a list of drop-off points where people can go to, and we will provide it to EWN, which can also make it available. And we would like to encourage us to take our hand for us to help these many people that has been left homeless in the mountainous areas of Cedarburg.
Wilfred, thank you so very much for joining us in conversation, and thank you so much for the good work that you're doing in the community that side.
Thank you very much, Alvin Gibbon.
Thank you so much. And to you listening at home, hey, it's an early breakfast show. Be part of the conversation. We talk about things that matter to you.